All right, here we
Love
are.
Love Talk
on
Radio.
Shit. All right, how's everybody doing tonight? This is Ron Rick Show, and I'm coming on after the Perry Steele Show. So I'm just waiting to get a few people in here and callers, and we're going to bring everybody on. So we'll just sit here and idle for a minute. Hey, Blunt Squad, how's it going, man? Yeah, I'm just sitting here idling, trying to kind of be the aftermath of Perry Show. So I'm just hanging out, wait till we get some callers on here, and then I'm going to walk outside because my wife's hollering at me. So that's nothing new. But, man, today in politics, ain't it fun? What's next? What's going to happen next to the country? Who knows? I'm getting to the point I just don't care anymore. I just really talk about it. It's crazy, man. Crazy. You know, getting scared to walk outside. Police used to be our friend. Now they're wanting to beat us up, lock us up, make that money. It's straight up insane. But, yeah, Saturday, man, I'm going to the premium service. I'm going to do a two-hour show. Maybe later on add on more time. But for the moment, I'm just going to hang out and wait. But anyway, I'm going to mute out for a second. I'll be right back. All right, sorry about that. I had to make the movement around here for a second. But, yeah, man, I've been looking at this deal going on with this country. We don't know what's next. The criminal cartels run it, and we're just victims. I guess, you know, they can break the law, but we can't. Apparently, that's how the rules are played. Let's bring first caller on. Here we go. How's it going? You're on the Ron Rex Show.
What?
Right on, man.
What up, Ron?
Well, me for the moment at 2:30 in the morning in the Midwest. It's been hot and humid.
The wolves
like
ain't
politics,
howling.
Like politics, hot and humid. What's that?
I said the wolves ain't howling.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were earlier. They got a... Yeah, actually it's coyotes we have out here. Coyotes, wolves, and fox. Yeah. It's like you walk out in the animal kingdom when you walk out in this yard, man. It's pretty wild. We even have bears and hogs. We got all the good shit. Ticks, fleas, chiggers. We got all the good shit. Rattlesnakes,
fleas,
scorpions.
Ticks,
damn.
Uh-huh. Cat's Lyme disease.
We got it. You name it, we got it. We're like a existing laboratory test, a lab set. I don't chemical my yard out. You know, I naturally keep the bugs away from the house and the dogs and the cats and the mules and the cows and all that shit. I got certain plants around the property that keeps that from happening. One is garlic and the other one is citronella. I got citronella everywhere around this property, which works pretty good. You can't beat them all. Eventually, they'll get one or two will get you a year. You ain't gonna be you don't have armored shield on. You ain't steel plated out here in the woods. You know what I'm saying? These little fuckers will get you. I hate them. But man, it's been hot and humid here. I don't know what you all been doing. Wherever you're at, how your weather's been there.
It's crazy.
Let's bring on this caller. I knew this is. Hello.
Hello, Ron. Hello, Blunt
how-
Jack.
Well, hello. Hello, dear.
Hello, how are you? Oh, hello,
hi,
Michael.
I see him in the chat room. I'm trying to flip back and forth here.
Oh, okay. I'm in the chat room, but I'm not in the chat room. I'm not there.
Well, I'm just waiting to send me more callers to jump on so I can put them on because I'm going to walk outside and, you know, getting... Just be from outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Sit on my four-wheeler and look at that case of beer in the back of it.
It's
I call it my hillbilly golf cart. It's got a, it's got a, got a 27 quart cooler on the back of it, strapped on with bungee straps. I did it as a joke for photos. We took pictures of it. My nephew's in from St. Louis, and I took pictures of him for his Facebook page of him on the cooler with a beer in his hand.
Oh, wait a minute. You got, you set your nephew up with a Facebook page, but you don't have one?
No, I won't do Facebook. No, no, no.
Well, you still have it on your computer system if you have it there for your nephew.
No, he ain't touching my computer. He's got his own laptop.
Yeah, still using your IP address.
No, he's not. He's, well, he's, yeah, he's hitting off my router.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
Nah. Well,
so you might
want to
have one, too.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Because, you know, they trace back IP addresses.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they'll find it, but that ain't me. Ain't my name.
But that doesn't matter.
Let's get this other caller here. 803, you're on the air. All right. Yeah, man.
You sit back listening, man.
Just listening? Right on, brother. Right on. This is kind
Michael
of the aftermath of the Perry Steele Show.
Oh,
hey,
hello,
Michael.
Michael.
What's going on, Anthony? Man, Frankie Steele?
Oh, just talking earlier. I was talking about how the criminal cartel runs the country and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
You know, most people say, Ron, you're fucking crazy. Yep, I sure am. Then you know what's going
Ron,
on? Ron,
I sent you
Dr.
Funkenstein.
Yeah, I seen that, but I can't. Did you send me a file, or did you send it to me the?
No, you know what? There's some way how you can change the YouTube's to MP3s. I do not know how
okay.
to do that.
That's called
to work
KeepVid.
What's it called, honey?
KeepVid.com.
Can you talk up a little louder, please?
KeepVid.com.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Damn. I'm sorry, folks.
Where'd you get bit?
Just about. I just walked into a big-ass wood spider web. Big son of a bitch.
We were just talking about you having natural ways of killing.
Yeah, I do. This son of a bitch is hanging off from a power line to a barrel.
Well, damn, what do you do for the spiders? Because I got a bad problem with spiders.
They actually
I don't know, but I'm taking a picture of this one.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, but I don't want them in my house.
Oh, well,
I ain't got none in the house.
Get them back.
If I open up my windows, those things come in. I don't know how they get in through the screens and everything, but they get in. Lord, sometimes I see them where they, you know, just from having the back door or something open where they get into. They get in that fast.
Well, they get in cracks of the house. The best thing is cedar mulch for that. They won't come around. The house got cedar around it. Cedar mulch.
Well, I have cedar around the front. But
it's got to be all around it.
Well, they still got in.
Well, because they want
to dust off a lot, too. Dust off house.
They're looking for a place to live.
Yeah, well, Lord, they can't live here.
Well, they're moving
enough. I went out back today and came back. Usually as soon as I come in, I just take whatever I have on and throw it right in the washing machine. And I didn't do that. And, Lord, here's a Japanese beetle on my back. So I had to go through and kill it. And I said, okay, see, that's what I get. Because usually as soon as I come in, I don't go too far. I was like, let me take this off because I don't know what bugs them fell on me while I was outdoors because I got a bad problem with beetles. Beetles are really bad this year. They are tearing my rose bushes up.
Here in New York, they're using them to kill insects. Insects that are destroyed.
It's another city, this picture.
Okay. I'm almost scared to ask what's in the picture of.
That spider.
I don't want you to send me no picture of no spider.
Yeah, you got to check this thing out. It's neat.
No. Shit, I can go outside and look at them.
No, you got to see the size of this thing.
He looks like he walked
off. No, Ron. No, that's one email I will not be opening.
Well,
no, I do not want to see no spider.
Don't you get in touch with nature?
Not with no spiders. Not with no spiders.
I might crawl out the email.
Thank you. And I'll be looking up and trying to see if there's a spider or something somewhere in here.
Make a nest in your computer.
You know what? See, that's not even right. You just need to hush now.
I'll be quiet.
Okay, Ron, don't start that.
Well, what I'm doing, since I walked out here, I noticed there's an issue of my rabbits not having no water.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
well, give a little drink
water.
Of water.
For. Yes, that's a good idea.
Well, on this property, damn near 25-hour job here.
You got pets, or as you eat them?
What's that?
As
he uses them for fertilizer.
Them. Yeah, fertilizer. I will eat them though.
Okay.
Once I get too many of them, you get too many overpopulate.
Yeah. Well, they're not bothering anybody. Let them overpopulate.
What, the rabbits?
Yeah, they just gonna eat the veggies.
Yeah, But they're good fried.
I haven't eaten
fried
rabbits since I was little. My grandmother used to make rabbit and she would put it in gravy, and it was good.
That's in the Roden family.
Pardon me?
That's in the Roden family.
Yeah, but I mean, we used to eat them.
What, rabbits?
Yeah,
we
like
eat rabbit and squirrel
like
and muskrat.
I never ate possum. In the Roden family.
I never ate possum.
Well,
but see,
like
all that
rabbits.
Stuff I won't eat now. Now, I ate it when I was young, but never possum. I'll never. But I remember, you know, my grandmother
that's
duck and quail and all of that kind of stuff. Well, see, it wasn't roadkill back then because, see, we were in the country, so it was just, you know, they weren't shooting. It was in the land, and that's what they ate. You know, now I look at the squirrels that climb up on my tree, and then one that comes right out and sits on my daggone window ledge in the morning. I call it a peeping Tom.
And they used to get eaten, too.
And, you know, and I just look at them now, and I'm like, y'all ought to be glad that my daddy and my grandpa and stuff is not alive, because y'all would be supper.
Wow.
You betcha.
You
will
be supper.
Do you know that? You won't eat more healthier than that.
Yeah.
Man, wild game is much better than what you buy at a store, I guarantee it. You know?
I know the chickens used to be good.
How about ducks?
Excuse me,
ducks.
You could smell them frying. Ducks? You know, you could smell people frying chicken and frying fish like blocks away. You could smell it. It would smell so good. But,
how
you know,
about,
you
hungry?
No, I'm not hungry.
You feel so much better.
How about duck? Duck.
I ate it duck one time. I didn't like it. It was greasy or something. There's something about duck I didn't like. I don't remember.
Well, duck meat's
Lord,
pretty dense.
Oh, Lord, excuse me. Pardon me?
Duck meat's kind of dense. It's a dense texture animal, you know, fowl.
Yeah, I didn't care too much for it. I do remember that. And pheasant, I didn't like it.
Well, I had a friend of mine shot a crow one time and tried to cook it. It didn't work
out.
Ew.
Of course, I don't like liver either.
Well, it depends.
Oh, I don't like liver. I remember my mom tried to, she used to always call herself trying to trick somebody and, you know, say, oh, it's steak. And, Lord, you bite that stuff and, ew, it was liver. Ew. I wouldn't eat it.
Well, your liver tastes like steak. You know that?
You know what? I don't know what my liver tastes like. I don't eat it.
Deer.
And nobody better not be getting the
deer.
They say it's not good for the other animals.
In there.
That's
pardon
their,
me?
That's their way. They said it's not good to eat other animals' organs because being that that was where they was, you know, their waste and things of that nature, where they was, digesting their food.
You know?
I mean, it says it's not good, but I mean, I don't know how much damage does it do to the human, but I would think that it's, you know, eating that's like maybe toxic in some ways, and maybe the only what it causes is like diarrhea or something like that. But
I don't know, but I don't eat it. I don't eat liver and the heart and stuff like that.
Kidney is the filter, the liver and things of that.
Yeah, and you're right.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, see, I don't eat any of that.
I used to eat it when I was young, like, you know, my grandmother used to make, like, the chicken soup, the old style, where they would actually kill the chicken right there. It was fresh.
Yeah.
You know, and then they would take all the organs, wash it out, but then they would throw in the liver. They would throw in the feet. We would eat the chicken foot. I was like, I mean, right now I look at it and say, damn, but.
I was always picky. I would pick everything out. They used to get so mad at me.
Put chicken foot in it. I mean, you know, the only thing was
I was picky. I was so funny about everything. They used to fuss at me. I didn't like salt, so I wouldn't eat anything with salt in it.
Okay. That's good. That's good, though.
Yeah, but then, well, I don't know, because as I got older, then I was told that I didn't have enough iodine or something like that in my body, and I needed the salt. Because I just didn't eat salt. I just didn't like it. So now, being older, I tried it, and like, oh, well, it's not bad.
I mean, sea salt,
well,
you know, sea salt is not
yeah,
bad.
Well, I used the kosher salt.
There you go.
Now I forgot what I was looking for. Yeah, but I didn't like it when I was younger. That was really funny. You know, they would go and cook for me, and they would have to season myself separate and cook it separately and everything else. Because if they would try
like
to sneak it to me
like
as soon as I was tasting, like, this salt. Pardon me?
Like your diabetic menu?
No, that was from when I was a little girl. I just didn't like salt. I didn't like the taste of it.
It was like, you know, last Sunday. You know, my nephew just came in last week. He just came
in last
week and I made chicken and dumplings. My nephew came in last week.
Oh, and I haven't had that in a long time. You know what? I'm going to have to make that.
Let me chicken and dumplings. And he goes, damn, that shit smells good, man.
Yeah, and I got a chicken breast down in the freezer.
And he's looking at you. He came and looked at the pot and the chicken was boiling. He goes, damn, that shit's yellow. He goes, what'd you put in there, man? It's nothing. He goes, why not say chicken broth?
Yeah, the natural chickens.
Right.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, shit, I just killed this thing this morning.
Where the chicken
you
would be yellow.
Said, yeah. He goes, you didn't kill that chicken. I said, yeah, man, the chicken pen in the back of the property. He goes, damn, I didn't know you had that, man. I said, yeah.
Yeah, because now it's hard to find a yellow chicken. You know, to find the meat yellow.
No, they're all
chicken. Because you're not going to find it in the supermarket.
And all that hit up, you know, those chickens that are now, you know, being, you know, genetically modified, if you want.
Yeah, that's when they're white.
Well,
they're not, when they're
without
the chemicals,
chicken,
they're yellow. The skins
chickens,
are yellow.
Right, chickens are actually, the commercial chickens are cannibals. A lot of people know that.
Yeah.
So when they're slaughtered and they bleed them, they bleed all that yellow blood, goes down in a trap, and it gets filtered into a tank, and it's put into chicken feed. It's a protein.
Right.
They recycle they recycle the chemicals. Right. They recycle that growth hormone.
Oh, that's not good.
They got to make pet food out of it. There ain't no part of a chicken wasted.
Good.
None of it. Feathers.
No.
Nothing.
Well, they don't waste
the claws,
anything.
Nothing. No, it's all used for something. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. The feet, the claws, all that shit gets sent to China. This is a delicacy over there. Like I said, when I was in the lab at Tyson Chicken Company over in Green Forest, Arkansas, from here. I went in the lab and I had a friend working there and she says, try this chicken. So I tried a piece of chicken breast and it had no taste to it. I mean, it was completely flat. It tofu had better flavor. And she goes, try this one. She said, this one tastes like chicken. I said, what the hell's wrong with that meat? You know, she said, what's wrong with the birds? She goes, nothing. She goes, none of that chicken comes, when it comes in here, it ain't got no flavor. We add that to it. We inject oil to the chicken. And
what?
Yeah, they inject that oil. That's what you flavor.
So they just don't season it or anything.
Yeah, they season it. They inject it with oil, flavor. That flavoring is the flavoring they inject in chicken is oil they pump into it. Okay, when the chicken's cleaned, it's down to the naked chicken, right? No feathers, nothing. Gut it out, cleaned out like you buy in a store. The chicken you see buying in the store, old chicken, it goes into a pressure machine, big pressure vat, like a big gigantic pressure cooker thing, right? And they inject flavoring in it, okay? Because every type of chicken has a different flavoring. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, McDonald's, all that shit has a different type of flavoring.
Food chicken, right.
And then what's sold to the public, also same thing. It has a certain regulated amount of the oil flavoring added to it. You inject it into the meat of the chicken so it has a flavor to it. In other words, the chicken would taste like shit. You wouldn't even want to eat it. So how do you like that?
Chicken is not what it used to be. How about that, right?
No,
it it's not. It definitely is not, because I remember when we used to have fresh chickens like Ron did, and I remember, you know, my uncles and stuff like that, they would go out and chop the chicken's head off. And I remember, you know, as children, it used to just be funny to us because you'd see the chicken running around with his head cut off for a couple of seconds. And it was just fascinating, you know, just. And, you know, I guess for some reason or another, I didn't put it together that that chicken was the chicken that we were having for dinner.
But people don't do that no more, really, much anymore.
No, they don't. Well, I don't know. I think people are starting to get back into that now. You see where a lot of people are.
People can't afford to buy this shit no more. Look at the price of chicken in the store now. You know, come on, man. The price of anything in the store now.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I remember when wings was the cheapest thing that you can buy. Chicken was the chicken things, cheapest things that you can buy. Lord, I remember when chicken was, all right, I'm going to start telling my age now. When chicken was 39 cents a pound.
Yep.
And
I remember
when ground sirloin was 89 cents a pound. Not hamburger, but ground sirloin.
Chicken wings were 10 cents a pound.
Yes.
Gizzards were a nickel a pound. Gizzard hearts were a nickel a pound. Now wings are, what, $3.49 a pound? Crazy shit, because the novelty now.
Yeah.
You do some sauce in them fuckers, not the novelty.
Yeah, that's it, because before, nobody really ate chicken wings. Now, they made that, and I said, now, as little as some chicken wings are, they're as expensive as the breast.
Right. But, you know, I feed my own.
And I love the wings and the breast. That's all I eat. Pardon me?
I barely ever sell me a buy grain for my animals, you know, ever. Because everything's grown here. I grow everything for them. Of course, there's, you know, the corn. I grow corn. I grow some wheat. Of course, I grow my own tobacco. Yeah, I don't fuck around. But I didn't start this during the prepper movement, guys. You all got to understand this. I never started this before this. What happened, a lot of people understand, well, you're a prepper, Ron. No, I'm not. I'm not about none of that bullshit. I bought this property out here because I'm a drummer. Okay, I'm a musician, first off. And I had to have somewhere private where I could work. Okay. Plus, I'm an electrical engineer. I design wind turbines, okay? It's alternative power. And the reason I got into it was not before the big energy crisis. It's because I got laid off from the fucking power company I used to work for. It pissed me off. You know what I mean? So I was fighting that. That's why I was fighting the union, you know, for screwing me out of my job, you know, just taking my livelihood away from me. I lost everything, man. I was broke, you know? But they hired independent contractors. That's what they called downsourcing, you know, downsizing the corporations, the companies. They were finding cheaper ways of getting people to work for them, not to pay all the bullshit, like, you know, insurance.
Yeah, because the longer you're there, the higher your pay is and everything else.
Right. So I started building these things like 20-something years ago, way before this ever came on.
It was ahead of
like
this
year.
20 years ago, things were going down then. It's just, of course, not as bad as it is now, but.
Right. Well, it's getting worse. I mean, like,
even back then.
This is a precursor of hyperinflation coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
And when it comes, they're trying to get, they're trying to drag it off slow, but it's going to hit, it's going to be a hard hit, son of a bitch, when it comes.
Well, all you have to do really is watch the price of diesel. You know, keep your eye on the price of diesel and just notice every time it goes up, you're going to see that.
That's right.
Food and everything else is going to go up. So it's not going to be that there's not enough food in the stores, the problem is going to be is you can't afford to
buy it.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to afford to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I try to tell people, you know, when they say that, you know, oh, well, they live in apartments or whatever. And I tell them, you know what? Grow it in a pot.
Yeah.
You know, start a pot of string beans. Start
a
pot of.
Exactly right.
You know, I mean,
you
can grow around.
Look, man, first off, you have to be able to grow enough stuff to make yourself sustainable for a year. Per year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to go with the seasons. That's how I do it. I go with the seasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're supposed to eat food
in
season, and that's what was wrong because of convenience. They just have it now where you get food all out of season and stuff like that, which is not natural.
Right. Well, it's not natural. It's been jacked up with herbicides, pesticides, and herbicides.
Yeah, to make it even grow this time of the year.
Right.
Now, I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was craving cherries. And, Lord, I know, they was trying to find me cherries everywhere. They was, you know, trying to order them and everything, and nowhere could they get me cherries because it wasn't in season.
Right, right. But, you know, like a lot of people tell me, you know, it looks like, Ron, this is nice what you got going. And a buddy of mine, he goes, you know what, you son of a bitch, you are so eco-challenged. I said, why you said, man? He goes, you got everything. You took what you had, which was actually nothing, and turned it into this. I said, well, it's called a little bit of work. You know, that's what it is, bro. It's called work. My first garden here, I did it all by hand. I didn't have the nice tractor I got now and the tiller and all the equipment I got now, but, you know, it all was by hand. But I liked to garden. I just liked to garden. It wasn't nothing about being, you know, self-sufficient. It didn't start out that way, you know. But the more I did it, I noticed how much less money I was spending and how much more I was gaining out of this, you know.
I just like to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I love doing it. It's fun.
I mean, and it's good for arthritis and everything, even though, but it's relaxing. And, you know, to get your hands in the dirt, you just don't know what that does for you. It really does
a
lot for
you.
You
need earth contact.
That you need
you
to
need
get back in touch
with
nature. Yeah, because I tell my oldest son, you know, sometimes when he's, you know, so frustrated from the job and everything else and, you know, and I tell him, I said, you know what you need to do? You need to go outside. Go outside and go touch the grass. Go touch the dirt.
Right.
You know, you're like, Mom. I was like, boy, just go and do what I said. So
walk
now
out in the yard barefooted.
Do things like that. You know, and he's like, oh, Mom. And now he started doing it, and he's like, Mom, yeah, you were right.
Well, it's that negative electrical connection you got from the earth and you. It's negative and you're positive. See?
Yeah.
There you go. It changes a lot. A lot of people don't know that. But when you wear
a pair of
rubber shoes,
it really makes a big difference.
You ain't making no connection. Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah, you really need that. You know, you truly, truly need it. Now, Ron, tell me something.
Yes, ma'am?
Now, vitamin D comes from the sun.
Somewhat, yeah.
So now,
and also cows and bananas.
Yeah, but the main part of where we get vitamin D is from the sun.
Right.
That's natural vitamin D.
Right.
How do they get it in a pill?
The pill form of it?
Yeah.
Well, D comes in a lot of
it's
different
synthetic,
ways.
It's synthetic, isn't it?
Somewhat, yeah, but yeah, here's the problem. You know, like bananas have calcium in them, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Peaches have it. But here's the problem. People don't seem to understand. You think in your mind that you're going to get that vitamin out of that plant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it was naturally grown, yes, you will. If it's been
but
modified
it's GMO.
Or fucked with or fertilized or GMO, the chemical will kill the vitamin content in it. Vitamins are very, very fragile, you know?
Yeah, and now
so
most they found out where the vitamins are GMOs.
Right. It's like these plants here in my house. Okay, you know, I have cucumbers, I have tomatoes, I have, you know, different types of, you know, tomatoes growing. The other day, I pulled a cucumber off, the first cucumber. So I started late season this year because of the weather. Anyway, I took that cucumber off, sliced it up, and everybody had some of it, you know. They said, damn, this thing's sweet. You know, it's got a sweet taste to it. I said, yeah, because it's naturally grown. It's not a store-bought. You know, it ain't been shocked with no gas. They ain't been oiled down with no fucking wax. You know, that shit never kills the flavor of the cucumber. That's what a cucumber should taste like.
Yeah, so food tastes the way how it's supposed to taste.
Yeah, food has a totally different taste to it when you grow it.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm walking through.
I mean, because I noticed the difference now when, you know, I buy food. If I buy it from the supermarket or if I buy it from the local farmers, it's
right.
A big difference.
Whole different thing. Big difference, right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And not the big commercial farmers, but the, you know, small.
Right. The local ones.
Family,
right.
family-owned ones. That it is a big difference. Or if I buy it from the Amish. But I said, the only thing is now, the Amish in Pennsylvania, they got, what did they get? I think telephones or electricity after they had that killing with the children in the schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So now
yeah,
they got phones or something. I said, So now I wonder how much they paid them to get them to do that. And then what did they do to their land on top of it? I mean, and that's just my own thoughts now. I didn't say that they did. No, I'm just thinking, you know, okay, what, you know, what kind of compromise did they make?
Yeah, what did they sacrifice for?
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that that actually happened because I don't know. Just my own thoughts.
Well, yeah, well, you're not off very far.
No, I mean, but I don't want to, you know, put out there something that, you know, you can't go and verify or anything else. You know, it's like, oh, well, Antoine, I said this, and, you know, and
yeah.
I'm just assuming. I'm, you know, just making my own assumptions because I really just don't know. But I know they're still on their horse and buggies.
Oh, yeah.
And they got busted a couple of times for bringing unpasteurized milk over state lines.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit, too.
Yeah, you know, unpasteurized milk.
Oh, I had them come out here and ask me about, do I milk? They did, no shit. They showed up and asked me if I milk my cows. I said, yeah, I milk when I want to. When I got one ready to milk. And I said, what the fuck is to you? It's kind of your regulation, you asshole. This property is commercial. Agricultural commercial, and it's patented. I own it. Really own it, you know?
Yeah,
you
so they can't
shit.
Come at, well, as long as you don't sell the milk or give the milk away, then I guess you're
well,
okay.
Well, I can give it away. Yes, I can give it away. Yes, I can.
Oh,
but
okay, because I thought they would come here to you if you gave it away.
Under legal termination, I have to have them sign a release waiver. Say, in fact, I gave it to them for pet food.
Oh,
well,
okay, so not for human consumption.
Right. But, you know, some of my friends, I, you know,
but isn't there something wrong? Now, look, you hurt an animal, you hurt a dog or something like that, you go to jail. But you can give them unpasteurized milk, which they feel as though it's a crime to give to a human. So in that case, in doing something good.
Well, there you go. Now you catch on to the criminal cartel game.
Oh, well,
you see what I'm
knew that. Yeah,
right.
I knew that, but
I
was just.
Part of the they bring this shit, just, they put these rules, but every time they tell these different rules on this shit, it's about money. They want your fucking money. They don't want nothing else but your money. They don't care about saving the environment. They don't give a shit about your safety. They just want your money. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's
not
about money.
Any money. It's not really any money. You know what I mean, Dave? Yeah, I think now they're past the point of money. I mean, I think now the money is just a thing just to, you know, to put you on the street. You know,
well,
not that they want it because they need it. Right, just to control you.
If they take the money, if you have the money, you have control. They take the money, they have control. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you get a $50 seatbelt ticket.
Yeah, now it's just a power thing.
But your fucking your power bills do. You can't pay your power bill, right? But you need that $50 to pay your power bill. They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't.
It's more important. It's more important for them to make your life miserable. And I, like I told you, I had a good contact friend of mine. They had a judge in her office, and they're sitting just bullshitting around like friends. You know, like they are friends, okay? And he goes, "I tell you what, I love making people's lives miserable." He loves it, and that's what he does. He makes people's lives fucking miserable, and he enjoys it. He gets off on that shit. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. You only have like 11 minutes left in overtime because you're in overtime.
We're recording. Right.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, you only have like 11 minutes left.
Right on.
That's and you're
why I
in
kicked
overtime.
The show up and talk a little longer after Perry's. Right. Like I said, I just kicked the show and just go past Perry a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but I was
Saturday
just letting you know
kid.
Of what your time was.
Right. Well, I'm outside sitting on my four-wheeler with the beer cooler.
Oh, see? You don't even see all the things that we're typing in the chat room about you or anything.
I couldn't imagine. You know, a crazy white fat fucking cracker or...
Yep, all of that. We on you hard.
Uneducated fucking hillbilly. I don't care.
Yep,
we
love you, Ron.
Just work. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
you
telling
know,
it, you to go kiss your mule and everything else.
Really? Okay. Come on. Y'all come with me. Let's go kiss the mules. Let's go take a look at them. Matter of fact, I did order me some new equipment for my computer. I'm going to have a wireless headset. It's got a 600-foot range on it. So I can walk all over the place with it.
Oh, so how are you going to watch the chat room? Watch the board.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to do that. What's my baby's doing?
He's going to have the mules come in and do it, y'all.
Yeah, I'm having to do so. What you doing, Peter? What's my fat girl doing? Well, I know you don't like the flashlight. I know. Come here. Don't you bite
Why
me.
Don't you let them sleep?
They're sitting there munching. They got the munchies. I'm going to put you on Jenny Craig. You're getting a little heavy, girl. Yeah, about 900
How
pounds.
How old are they?
PETA's 2.5, Festus is 4.
Okay, so that's still fairly young.
Yeah, they're still young. Their halflingers are tan. They don't look like a black donkey, you know. They got a tan body.
Now, are their years counted
blonde,
the same as dog years?
Yeah, they're real long.
Mm-hmm.
Real tall.
But, Ron, are their years counted like dog years?
I don't know. I could answer that. I don't really know that answer. I think I do, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know my uncle had a horse. I remember he lived about 20 years, something like that.
Yeah, they give about 20 years out. Mules are a much better animal, I think. They have more longevity to them.
Mm-hmm.
Where a horse could break down at a certain amount of mileage. A mule could travel about 50 miles without needing rest or water. A horse about 20, 25, about half that.
No, I'm going to tell you what killed my uncle's horse. Now, he may not, but I'm going to tell y'all a funny story, but it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Now, both of my parents' family are from the country. So when I tell you this, you have to understand this is country folks.
Right.
My uncle had this horse. He was a Palomino. His name was Yankee. My uncle was an alcoholic. Now, he would not get in a car for anything. Everywhere he went, he had to ride his horse. So he rode his horse to the bar, and they were used to him at the bar. So
right.
He was outside, and he told them to give him a drink or something, that whatever it was that he wanted, and they told him to come in. And he told me, he said, well, I can't. I got my horse. So they told him to bring the horse in. Now, can you imagine sitting in that bar, and you're drunk, and you see a horse coming in? And not only do you see the horse coming in, but my uncle would also order a drink for the horse. So when he drank, he would pour a drink down Yankee's throat, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The horse would get drunk, and my uncle would get drunk.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
But it killed it.
So my uncle would come back. He would come back and, well, he didn't come back. You would see Yankee come back. And Yankee would, come on back and go on, come home and go on in the stable. So then, we're looking for my uncle. And you're like, well, all right, where's Duck? And then you have to go out and look for him and see where Yank done threw him off on the side of the road somewhere.
Yeah.
But he used to get the horse farm. He would have the fifths or whatever, the big bottles of liquor, the fifths, I guess that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drink. He would drink some, then he'd pour some down Yank's throat.
Well,
and him and the horse.
Mules like beer. They do. They like beer a lot.
Oh, well,
I
guess if my uncle was drinking beer, then the horse got beer, too. But I remember Yank used to drink them fifths, and it was that white liquor.
If I got caught giving these animals any alcohol, my wife would have a bullet in my head.
Well, you couldn't tell my uncle anything about when it came to them horses. Lord, I'm telling you, when Yank died, we were so worried about my uncle. It was a shame. But then he got another horse. He got Reds. And then he just stopped drinking. He no longer drank anymore. So he got Reds. And he had got another one. And now he doesn't have any horses. And guess what, y'all? In his 40s or 50s, my uncle finally got his license, and he's driving a red truck.
Oh, shit.
And now he's all over the place.
Like me, like I said,
he comes down here in Delaware to go gambling at the casino and everything.
Shit.
Like, every time that he sees the gas price, he want to get the horse back.
Damn right.
Yep, I don't even know if he has horses anymore. I'm going to have to go up there and see. But
well, like people ask me about these mules. Why do you have them? I said, well, one thing is manure. It's a natural fertilizer. I said, also, if shit goes bad, price gas goes up, I can ride them.
Yeah.
You know, I can work these animals. I can put a plow on them. I can do anything with them. So, I mean, it's
a lot
easier.
Yeah, but this is back when you could go to the gas station and ask for $1 worth of gas and you had some gas.
Yeah, it used to be. Now you ask for $1 worth of gas.
Remember that time? You know, you can ask for $1 worth of gas and you would actually have some gas?
And the dude would wash your window and check your tires and your oil.
Yep, and check your oil and everything.
We'll get one gas station like that.
Yep,
so
my uncle decides to drive when everything is up. But he's been driving maybe for about 5 or 10 years now, maybe about 5. Huh? But it's just amazing. So, my uncle has to be 8. Oh, he's 69. But...
Measure how time flies.
So you figure he was about 60 when he finally got his license and actually got in a car. Because he wouldn't get in a car or anything. Every place he wanted to go, if the horse didn't take him, if Yank didn't take him, then he wouldn't go.
You know, life is such a funny storybook, the travels we take, you know, this life, the odyssey of life. Ain't it fun? You don't know what's next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know if my grandparents were alive, they would just be amazed to see my uncle driving and no horse.
Yeah, it makes it look kind of odd, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I said, man, you know, especially when, you know, even when my aunt had children and everything, you know, he wouldn't go to the hospital because he couldn't ride his horse because he didn't have any place to put him at. I think that was a good excuse, but.
Let's see, we got about 2 minutes left.
Man, I can't find my seat. I know it's somewhere I don't put it, which is not good. I haven't taken it all day.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not, but I just forgot where I put it.
Well, we got 2 minutes where you have that.
Before I have my seizure medicine?
No, because we'll be off the air in a minute.
Yeah.
But, hey, I want to thank everybody for showing up and hanging out with me for a while. Definitely going to do it again.
And they got quiet, too. Where are they at?
I don't know.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for showing up and hanging out with me. Yeah, he's hanging with us. But we're going to be disconnected in just a few minutes, and then we got to check me out next Saturday night. Answer the phone with me, of course.
This Saturday. Isn't it this Saturday?
Saturday. Yes, ma'am. This Saturday.
I was on a line, man. You, come on.
You got a minute, honey.
Well, I will just hit that follow button on a computer, and you'll know we're doing it. And I don't know why Perry is not showing up as an announcement anymore in my email. What is up with that?
And they come really late.
Yeah, like the show's already started, then it shows up.
And it could be an hour or so afterwards and everything.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, so Saturday,
try to find it from here.
Y'all have to, Ron, give them the time again.
8 o'clock, Central Standard Time.
Okay, so if you're on the East Coast, that's 9. Blunt, you're on the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, you are too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be 9 o'clock our time.
Right, and after my show's over, then Perry starts after that.
Well, and sometimes I'll have Perry host the show, too, so that's how that's going to work out. But hey, y'all, I'm going to jump off here, all right? And I'll see you all tomorrow night on Perry's show, all right?
Okay.
Right.